This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I made the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Good morning, everyone. It's Todd.
And Julie.
With Chrisley Confessions. And we are back from a very, very long week. I mean, I feel like that we never get to sleep.
I know. Well, you don't, for sure.
I mean,
I can sleep anywhere, but Todd never sleeps. I mean, he truly doesn't. And I've tried, I've begged him. I'm like, just put the phone down. Just put the computer down, and he won't do it. It's just his personality. He just won't do it.
It's not that. It's just that, I mean, I'm laying there, and I cannot go to sleep. So I'm like, okay, if I'm going to lay here and fight sleep, then I might as well be trying to, you know, to be
productive.
Productive, exactly. So what else has been up in your life?
Well, I'm just so happy that there has been sunshine the past couple of days. I don't know about where you guys are, but here in Nashville, it has been like a monsoon. I mean, I think we have had the rainiest February, like, in forever. And I don't know about y'all, but I feel better when it's sunny, when it's warm. I feel like I don't want to do anything. I don't want to get out when it's raining and dark and gloomy. I mean, I don't know how people do it that live in areas that where they have like rain all the time.
I think I posted on Twitter the other day that I was starting to build my own ark because it seemed like it had rained for 40 days and 40 nights.
Right.
What are we going to talk about today? What is it that's on your mind that we need to talk about?
I don't know, Todd. I don't really have anything. Why don't we see what the callers have to say this week?
No, well, I mean, I'm going to talk first.
Oh, of course he is.
I woke up this morning and Michael Cohen was doing his, what is it, testimony this morning?
He was testifying, yes.
Right. He was testifying this morning.
And my mother was upset because she really wanted to watch Pickler and Ben. And she said, I can't watch Pickler and Ben. It's not on today.
And the reason that she wanted to watch Pickler and Ben is because Chase and Savannah was on Pickler and Ben this morning.
Right, but they were just filming it. So it wasn't airing today. But still, we talked about Pickler and Ben because their show will be airing soon. Chase and Savannah filmed an episode of Pickler and Ben today. But anyway, with that being said, she was like, oh, but this attorney is on the TV, every channel testifying. So, yes.
I'm trying to figure out how in the hell an attorney waives attorney-client privilege, whether it's right or wrong. I mean, you know, is there anything sacred in this world anymore? I mean, who the hell can you trust? No one. That's who. All right. So with that being said, trying not to keep it too political on here because I've had people write in and call in and say that they don't tune into our show to hear anything political. Well, guess what? You're probably going to hear some political shit at some point because things that bother me are things that I talk about. So let's move on to the first caller.
Hi, Todd and Julie. This is Alex from Oregon. And I was calling because, well, first of all, me and my husband listen to all your podcasts. And we watch your show, but I have a problem. I have a brother who is divorced, and he has a 6-year-old son, and he's my only nephew. I don't have any other nephew or nieces, and him and his ex-wife are having problems. But I would still love for my nephew to be in my life and to be around my two children, and she just makes that very difficult because I try to have him, but if she knows I'm going to be around my brother, who is her ex-husband, she will change her mind and make up an excuse of why he can't come over to my house anymore. So I guess I just wanted some advice on what I should do or if I should just let it go. I really do love my nephew, and I wish that he can be a part of our family, but there's only so much I can do. So I hope to hear back from you guys. Thank you.
Hi, Alex from Oregon. A divorce is a hard thing on the people involved directly in the divorce, meaning the two people in the marriage, children especially, and then extended family, because this is your nephew and I know that you want to spend time with him, and hopefully time will heal all wounds. And, you know, hopefully his mother can see that, you know, you are a positive influence in her son's life. And God knows we want to surround our children with as many positive people as we possibly can. So, you know, hopefully that with time, you know, she will agree that you can see your nephew. What do you think, Todd?
Are you always so politically correct, so polite, so courteous? Because what you just told Alex just pisses me off. It's just so nice. Let me tell you something, Alex. What's going on here? It's what goes on in so many divorces. People use the children as a pawn,
yep,
to gain leverage. And if you have been a good aunt, your parents have been great grandparents, and have treated the mother of this child with respect, and she still doesn't allow her child, who is better for knowing you and better for having you in his life. No child can ever be loved too much. I have never heard a doctor say this child is loved too much. So I feel like that if your ex-sister-in-law cannot see past her own selfish motives enough to for the betterment of her child, then there's very little that you can do other than always let your nephew know that you love him, that you're there for him, and that your door is always open to him. And if the mother of this child is listening, grow up. The child did not ask to be born. The child did not ask to be brought in this world. But you have an obligation to make sure that you raise a young man that feels whole, that feels loved, wanted, and respected. And you know what? Just because his father doesn't want anything else to do with you, or because you don't want something else to do with his father, does not mean the child's life has to change because of the stupid decisions that you two have made. Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd. Hey, Julie. My name is Jamie. I live in Southern Illinois. I listened to your podcast today, and I am so excited that you guys are going to be going out on the road. I really hope you come to St. Louis, Missouri, because that's not too far from me, and I could travel in 2 hours. My daughter and I are really excited. Can't wait to hear when you're going to be heading out. Bye. Have a good day.
Hey, Jamie. Thanks for those words. This podcast will be our first outlet to let you know where we're going to be. We have several cities that are on our list, and we have we've been keeping up with where our callers have called in from. So where you guys are listening at home, and I hope that we'll come to a city near you.
You know, when we started this podcast, I don't think that we ever thought about taking it on the road.
I don't either, but I'm so excited for that.
We've had so many people. I mean, when I tell you, we have probably had over 1,000 pieces of fan mail asking for us to come to their, you know, to their state, to their area, to their town. And so I started thinking, let's just do this kind of like a town hall meeting. You know, let's show up and let everyone that wants to come out, come out. Ask your questions. We're going to answer your questions to the best of our ability. And we're going to treat the people that show up for this as our guests.
Absolutely.
As people that we've invited into our own living room or into the studio so that we can help you help us become better with the situations that we're all having to deal with. When are we going to do this? We are filming, 42 weeks this year?
Yeah.
We are filming 42 weeks this year. And they are trying to figure out now what our schedule, how they can squeeze in maybe two or three of these this year with us filming 42 weeks, how they can do it. Now, granted, I know there's 10 more weeks in the year, but I mean, I would like to sleep at least one of those days of that 10 weeks. But as soon as we get the dates and as soon as we know which states that we're going to be hitting first, then we will announce it here on Chrisley Confessions. And thank you so much, Jamie. We appreciate all your support.
So I want to talk about Vistaprint. The importance of feeling professional, polished, and prepared when it counts right now. For small business owners or people who produce their own podcast, being plugged in and prepared when an opportunity comes up is crucial. Those moments happen all the time. They're happening now. And having a business card that shows how professional you are in your pocket, ready to hand out, is the first step in making something happen. Business cards, people don't think about them like they used to, and I think they're so important. I ask people all the time, do you have a card? Just give me your card. Well, I don't have it. And I think it's important. You only get one time to make a first impression. And so with Vistaprint, you can create a truly professional, unique card in minutes. You can upload your own design or start with one of their professionally designed options. Vistaprint offers simple tools and a wide range of templates to choose from. You pick the paper stock, the style, and quantity that's right. You can choose your delivery speed and order and receive your cards in as few as 3 days. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. They'll make it right by reprinting or giving you a refund. Vistaprint wants you to be able to own the now in any situation, which is why our listeners will get 500 high-quality custom business cards starting at $9.99. Use code Chrisley at Vistaprint.com. That's Chrisley at Vistaprint.com. Chrisley, Vistaprint.com. Go check it out. They're super easy. I've actually used Vistaprint before. I have been extremely satisfied with the options and with the quality. You give someone a good business card, it's a great thing. I love it, and I feel like it's a very professional thing. Everyone knows I've been a realtor for years, and I always take pride in having a nice business card.
Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie. This is Laura Sloan from Cody, Wyoming, calling back to answer your question. Todd, to the one of the co-guardian and conservator, they only used two pieces of paper that came from a general doctor, one that said onset dementia and the other one said dementia. Once they secured that, they were able to sign off for their dad on his business that him and his brother were co-owners of, which he received $250,000. Which now the girls oversee that. Then they proceeded to liquidate his assets and then put him in a nursing home. As far as getting an annulment, the state of Wyoming does not do annulment. I had to go through a long drawn out divorce, which I ended up getting saddled with debt, which I've dug myself out of, which I'm very thankful for. And then also we had to divide our belongings, which I did not receive my belongings in the due manner I should have. And as far as them kidnapping him, he had signed a paper back in 2012 that gave his brother medical power of attorney. His brother was not supposed to use medical power of attorney until due such reasons. But when you have a sale of a house and a sale of a business and there's $520,000, there you go. Thank you again. Take care. Bye.
Laura. I guess that I don't want you to focus anymore on what was. I want you to focus what can be. If your ex-husband has dementia and they've placed him in a facility or a hospital that is caring for him, then at the end of the day, that is his children's right to do that. And I certainly would not allow a man to come in my mother's life right now and then something happen and him being in charge of her care. I mean, I wouldn't allow that. I remember you calling in last week. You're much younger than your ex-husband. And I think that you don't need to spend any more time on this. I think you need to literally let all of this go, just like Elsa did, and Just move on with your life, because life is too short, and every day that God gives you is a blessing, and it should not be wasted on things that you have no control over, that you can't change.
That's right, Laura. And I think you will look back on this marriage and everything that has come along with it one day and realize that it was preparing you for something greater. So I hope that you'll stay in touch with us. Let us know how you're doing. Thanks.
Next caller, please.
Hi. My name is Lee. I'm from San Antonio. I've been married 37 years. My husband recently, I say cheated, he says not. He's been talking to a woman for about a year on the phone. He said he only had lunch with her once. I don't want to lose my marriage over this. We've been married 37 years. How do I forgive him? We have blocked her number, erased her number. I need to learn, how do I forgive? Please help me.
Lee, now listen, you called into Chrisley Confessions because you know that I'm going to tell you the truth. He, your husband, has been talking to a woman for a year and clearly in an inappropriate manner. We just had someone in our friend circle that this happened to. And you caught him. He didn't confess to you. And you've blocked her number, and you don't want to lose your marriage over this. Well, let me go ahead and let you in on a secret, sister. If your husband was talking to this woman for a year, he's done more than talking. So I call bullshit on him saying nothing's ever happened, because let's just face it, men are fickle. We get bored, and we're not in it for the long haul. I mean, you know, we're not going to chase you forever without getting a reward. So I can assure you that within 1 year, he has been rewarded for his diligence in having these conversations with her over the phone. Now, let's take the physical aspect out of it, and let's talk about the emotional and the psychological cheating that has gone on here. Your husband emotionally was cheating on you when he decided to make the first inappropriate text message, period. I have always said that if I ever got it in my mind that Julie was speaking inappropriately to another man, then what did I say?
It would be over.
Because I'm not a cheater. I'm not going to be married to a cheater. And I respect myself enough to not allow someone else's bad behavior to define what my self-worth is. So I think you need to focus less on not wanting to give up your marriage and focus on A, how this happened. What role did you play in this happening? Because listen, Lee, you had a role in it. Because if a man is getting everything that he needs at home, you know, if his wife is fulfilling all of his physical needs, but not just physically, emotionally, and psychologically, and you both are yoked together the way that you're supposed to be, and you're not forgetting each other with all the other million things that go on in a, you know, in a marriage and a family, then I think it's harder for a man to even think about cheating.
Well, that's true, but it's not just her fault.
We're not going to bash the woman.
I'm not
saying it's Lee's fault. I'm saying that Lee needs to realize that there's three sides to every story, hers, his, and the truth's in the middle.
Absolutely.
And you need to take responsibility for the things that you don't do with me.
Oh, you need to hush.
Oh, okay.
I will say, though, I think we look at this differently. 37 years is a long time. I've been with my husband for almost 25 years. And I can tell you that is a lot of history. You've got children together. You've got grandchildren together, probably. And it's hard. I mean, if you came to me and said, you know what, I talked to someone, nothing else has happened, but this is where I am and this is what you and I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm filing for divorce today.
Well, listen, you a better woman and I am a man. Because let me find out that you texting or talking to another man about shit you need to be talking to me about. I'm moving on. I love you. I've been in love with you. I'm still in love with you today. We've raised all these kids together. But if I
different.
Find out you talking to Jay DeMarcus behind my back, then the shit is going down.
You better shut up.
So, Lee, I just want to tell you, sister, don't believe that your husband has not met up with her at the Dunkin' Donut or at the Starbucks
but
or at the middle of the aisle in the Publix with a pineapple turned upside down in your grocery cart. Do not believe that he has not hooked up with her.
But also, Lee, I'm here to say 37 years is a long time to be with someone, and I think you have to weigh all of the options. It's not a decision that you make in haste.
I agree.
Sure.
Did you hear me tell Lee? I want to go on the record and say, because Julie's trying to throw shade and trying to say I'm saying something that I didn't say. I didn't say you need to divorce your husband. I didn't say that y'all need to separate. I just said that there is more to this story than what you've told me and what he's told you. That's all I'm saying. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Because you're being fake right now.
I'm not being fake.
Because I want you to tell me, if you found out I had been talking to a chick for a year, and I came to you and said, now, Julie, all we've done is talk.
Oh, yeah, that would be BS.
Oh, okay, so now you're going
to... But that's not what we're saying. We're saying, would you file for divorce immediately? Would you say, I'm done 37 years, 25 years, all these kids, grandkids, and I walk away from that? I think a woman looks at it differently than a man. Not that it's acceptable, no. But, yes, if you came to me and said, I've only talked to someone, and I would know that that's a lie, because I know my husband.
Yeah, because why? Why do you know me?
Because you would never wasted your time a year talking to somebody without getting something out of it.
Which is what I told Lee just now, and there ain't no other man going to do that. A man's going to get the booty if the booty's out there to be got.
Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie. It's Tricia again from Iowa. I'm just actually calling back. I'd love to see you guys come to Iowa and come ask some questions in person. So that's all I have to say for this one. Love your show and anything, everyone. Thanks.
Tisha, thanks for calling. Iowa, we're going to put it on our list. So now we have folks, Illinois or St. Louis from Jamie, and we've got Iowa from Tisha. So thanks again for calling in, Tisha.
Yes, and you know, I've never been to Iowa. Have you ever been to Iowa?
No.
I want to go.
It's cold.
Oh, it's cold?
Cornfields, Iowa, right?
Okay, well then I'm not coming, Tish, in the
but
cold.
But a lot of these places are. St. Louis is cold.
But we're
Wyoming's
not coming to them.
Cold.
We're not going to any state that is cold. So we will see them during the summer months.
Right, right. So no, if you live in a cold state, we're going to see you in the summer.
Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd and Julie. This is Heaven Wilson, your best friend. But on a serious note, I really did want to know your opinion. I live in Owensboro, Kentucky, and as of this coming Wednesday, we'll have a syringe access exchange program that is going to be through the health department. You know, this is a place where drug users can obtain clean needles, and the city thinks that they're going to be able to track this pretty closely, like identifying where these people are coming from, and you know, they'll be getting some demographics from them, and they're going to be actually, I guess, trying to track who's been tested for, you know, HIV or other diseases. And so there's just a lot of concern on my end, like, you know, is there going to be all of these 30 syringes left in public parks or establishments? I don't know. I'm just still in a little kind of on the fence about this mindset of that this is a good idea. And so I just wanted to know what your opinion was. Would you prefer to have a program like this to where you know that your loved one is not spreading disease, not contracting disease, and that they've got access to these supplies, that this is somehow going to get them on the road to recovery? Or do you think that this is, you know, appalling, and that among with, you know, what's your view on vaccines and all kinds of other stuff. So anyway, I'd love to hear from you guys. I'm loving your podcast. Can't wait to hear from you. Thanks again. God bless.
Hey, Heaven. I love that name, Heaven.
I know, and she said she was our best friend. Don't you want to have a best friend named Heaven?
I do. It's better than hell.
Absolutely.
I'd hate to have a friend named hell. I ain't going to say it. You know what? I was getting ready to break a vow that I made the other day. I'm not going to say that I know someone whose name should be named hell.
Right. So she's from Owensboro, Kentucky.
You know, first of all, we love Kentucky. We love Kentucky. You know, Heaven, I kind of see both sides of it because, you know, we don't want We don't want people being infected with HIV and using dirty needles and whatever. But then the practical side of me as a parent kicks in and says, I will not condone your bad behavior.
You know, it's kind of like I have heard parents say that had like teenagers, older teenagers especially, and they'd be like, well, you know, if they want to drink, I'd rather them drink in my house.
No.
No. I don't agree with that. No, I'm never going to condone my children. You know, that to me was just crazy that people thought that way. And in their mind, they're thinking, well, if my kids are going to do it anyway, at least I know that they're safe. I know they're in my home. I know they're not driving. So as a parent, I see that, but there's a side of me that weighs much heavier that, no, I am never going to condone my children doing something that I know is going to hurt them. I can't imagine saying, because I know that you're a drug user,
that here's a clean needle.
Go do it.
Exactly.
I just can't imagine that. It's so baffling to me.
But, you know, I think that for me, I mean, you know, we talk about Kyle on this show a lot. And we talk about Kyle because I want his life and the things that we've been through with him to help others that they're going through with it. What is it that Kyle has asked me to buy him and that I have told him absolutely never will I do it?
Cigarettes.
I don't smoke. I don't want my children smoking. So when Kyle asked me would I get him some cigarettes, I said, you've got a better chance of winning the damn lottery than you do of asking me to get you cigarettes and me actually doing it. I'm not going to condone bad behavior. Therefore, I'm not buying cigarettes for Kyle. I'm not going to condone bad behavior. Therefore, I'm not going to sit and have a drink with Chase. I'm not going to condone bad behavior with any of my children. I'm not going to lie for you, because if I lie for you, then that means I have the potential of lying on you. So at the end of the day, I'm not about all this going out here in the streets and giving clean needles and doing all this kind of stuff, because to me it's almost like, well, hell, it's become an accepted form of society, so let's just kind of clean it up the best way that we know how. So, Heaven, I hope that answers your question. We here at Chrisley Confessions, i.e. Todd and
Julie,
are not into giving away clean syringes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, next caller, please.
Hi, Chrisley. So, this is my question. If you could star in any movie, what would it be? Love your show. Bye.
Any movie?
Chicka bow, chicka bow, bow. That's going to be mine.
Shut up. You're so disgusting.
I think that if we were going to star in a movie, it would be probably Notebook. Because I think it would be Notebook but it's not sad. I mean, look, how many times have I said that's the way that I want us to go? Because, you know, not that I want Judy to die the same time that I'm going to die, but I don't want her to live with a broken heart. I don't want her to live, you know, with kids that may not take care of her the way that I've taken care of her. What did I always say when we first got married?
That you wanted me to die first.
Mm-hmm.
Because then that way you would have taken care of me my whole life.
Right. And, you know, in the beginning, I felt like that, you know, I hope that I died first, because that way I didn't have to worry about that I didn't have to have a broken heart, because I love this woman with everything that I have. But the longer we were married and the more I realized that she needed to be taken care of, that I needed her to go first, so that way I will have known that I took care of her every day of my life from the time that I married her. And then if God takes her first, I hope he takes me the very next night. So, you know, I think that for the movie, it would be Notebook for me. I mean, what would it be for you?
Oh, that's sweet, Todd.
But what would it be for you?
I can't even think. I feel like I live a movie all the time.
Alienation of Affection?
Something. Aliens. I feel like I live with aliens. Take the alienation out of it.
There's your answer.
Before we listen to the next caller, I want to tell you about something that I'm super excited about. It is called Faith Box. So everyone knows how important our faith is to us. When we were presented with this offer of Faith Box, it made so much sense to me. And for you guys that don't know, Faith Box is an amazing subscription box service that inspires daily Christian living. With FaithBox, you'll get a box filled with inspiring devotional items delivered right to your door each month. And each month, the box is based on an uplifting theme. There's always a surprise. Every box includes a daily devotional, a book by a Christian author, and some kind of do-good products, meaningful products made by companies around the world that give back in some way. So with FaithBox, you'll end the month more centered in your faith. You'll also have access to an online Christian community too, which is amazing. So I want to tell you about my FaithBox that I received. I was so excited to get this. There was, as they said, a devotional in each box. There was a book in each box. There was, in one of mine, a necklace that was from the Sanctuary Project, which is about, it's a community of survivors, and they advocate the mission of empowering women and creating beautiful products with messages of hope. So I love the fact that their items that are in the box have meaning. Whether it's empowering women, whether it's about giving back. I love that fact. So I'm actually reading one of the books right now, and it's called From Basement to Sanctuary, and it's Finding Healing and Transformation Through Surrender.
That's hugely important.
That's hugely important. So the thing that I love about this box is that it's truly one of those gifts that keep on giving. And I feel like there's something to read that you can get something out of. I have actually signed up my mother for this because she has not received her box yet, and I haven't even told her that she's getting the box, but she's going to love this. So if you have a gift that you need to give someone, to me, this is just an amazing thing that I can't believe I didn't know about before now. I want you to experience FaithBox too. So we've worked out a very special offer for our listeners. Get $10 off your first subscription, but only if you use our promo code Chrisley. You have to use the promo code Chrisley to get your $10 off. So get our special offer today. Go to faithbox.com/Chrisley and use our promo code Chrisley at checkout. That's faithbox.com/Chrisley. Promo code Chrisley. Go to the website, check it out. I promise you, you're not going to be disappointed. All right, next caller.
Hi, Todd and Julie. This is Ash Khan. I was curious because I know you guys said you're going to be traveling around the country in 2019. If you guys would want to come out to San Diego, the big, nice city, got the best weather out here. Just wondering if that was a possibility. Thank you, guys.
Ash.
San Diego, sign us up.
We love California. We love the weather. And again, we always, our first preference is somewhere warm.
Yes.
So
I can assure you that Southern California will be on the list at some point. So maybe sooner rather than later, actually.
Yeah, because we need
California
to go places that are currently warm.
Yes.
To give the cold places time to warm up.
Exactly.
Right? So yes, Ash, San Diego would be on the list. Next caller, please.
Hello, Chrisley family. This is Nina again from Dallas, Texas. I'm listening to your podcast back to back because I am on a road trip. So I think I've probably listened to 8 or 9 of your podcasts. I'm catching up. So you guys had a lady that called in and you guys were having a bit of a debate of what it means to take the Lord's name in vain, and I actually have a different take on what both of you said. You guys were debating if it was GD or if it was oh my God. Scripturally, and we could go on about how to reference this and where it's at forever, taking the Lord's name in vain is doing something at your own will and saying the Lord told you to do it. So I go and take someone's husband and I say, well, this is the Lord. The Lord told me that he was made for me, and I'm taking your husband. That's taking the Lord's name in vain. When you do something under his name, that clearly and obviously was not direction from the Lord. So it's just a little devil's advocate for you, just throwing it out there. All right. Bye.
Hey, Nina. Listen, I that makes sense to me. You know, I know a lot of people that do crazy things or do selfish things under the pretense of God told me to do this, or this is what I feel like God meant for me to do. No, God never means for you to go out here and take someone else's husband. I believe that God is never going to tell you to go out here and take someone else's husband.
Well, I mean, some people say that.
Some people might say it, but that I don't believe that God's ever going
but
to
I don't,
tell.
But I don't think she was just using that as an analogy.
Right, but I'm saying I agree with what she's saying. I feel like that could be definitely a part of using God for selfish reasons. Absolutely, Nina, I'm with you.
So you're with her on...
But I mean, I do believe that taking the Lord's name in vain is, you know, GD, whatever. You know, I do believe that too. So I believe you can interpret, as with the scripture, there are many different interpretations of it.
But Nina is driving down the highway,
listening
to our podcast, coming back, trying to say that you are wrong.
Well, no, I think she's just giving us a different view. I don't think she's saying I'm wrong. I think she's just giving us a different view.
Nina, as you're traveling down the road on this lost highway called life, I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate you giving me more clarity on taking the Lord's name in vain. Although I did just text my father-in-law, who has read the Bible how many times now? Front to back?
Oh, I don't know. A lot. But we'll see what he says.
I'm going to see what he comes back with. But growing up in the South, you know, we were always told that if you say GD, that's taking the Lord's name in vain.
Yeah.
So we're going to research this, and you're going to call me back next week, Nina, and I'm going to address it again.
You know what? You need to reach out to your friend, Joel Osteen, and ask him what he thinks, too.
Well, now listen, I love Joel Osteen. Yeah. I love his message.
Right.
Now, he and I differ sometimes on scripture.
Right.
But I'm going to go to my father-in-law.
Okay.
I got somebody close that's going to answer me quicker.
Okay.
So, Nina, travel safe. Wear your seatbelt. Keep listening to Chrisley Confessions. And call in next week and tell me how much you love listening to me. Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd and Julie. This is Casey from Grenada, Mississippi. One of y'all's biggest fans in the whole world. On one of y'all's podcasts, y'all talk about going live and coming out of the studio. I'm just wondering if y'all have decided anywhere that y'all are going close to Mississippi. We're about an hour and a half from Memphis, Tennessee, so of course I would drive at least 3 hours to see you guys. Hope to see y'all soon. Thanks, bye.
Thank you.
Mississippi.
You know, now, if we come to Mississippi, then Nanny Faye would probably want to make that trip. Because, you know, Nanny Faye loves her some Mississippi.
Yes.
Probably for the wrong reasons, the casinos. But
Mississippi would be a close enough proximity for us to where we could make it a day trip.
Yeah.
And then still film the next day.
Sure.
So, you know, there is always a possibility of that. You know, they have to schedule it to where
it
works with all of our schedules.
We're getting all over the place. We got San Diego. We got Mississippi. We got Missouri. We got Iowa. I mean, we got all over the country.
We got a lot of places that we're going to be traveling.
You think Jay would let us use his bus?
I was kind of thinking that you and I could just do it like in a motorhome.
Well, I mean, Jay's got an amazing bus. How cool would that be?
Yeah, but I just think that if you and I do it like in an old school Winnebago.
Oh, no, that's too much work. Okay, next caller.
Hey, guys. This is Haley. I'm calling from Virginia. I have a quick question. I am currently working out of the home. My husband and I have a daughter that is 5. She's in kindergarten. But we are planning within the next year to try to have another baby. And right now I have the opportunity to stay at home. My husband will obviously continue to work. I have a few people that are local that have asked me to keep their babies for them in my home so that I will also be able to stay home with my daughter when she comes home from school, and then the new baby whenever it comes. So I'm just wondering if you have any tips or advice on staying at home. I've been a nanny before for
for four boys at a time plus my daughter. So I'm not so much worried about that part as much as I am about how to be at home and do it and not in someone else's home and keep a healthy relationship with my husband. And Todd, if you wanted to chime in on that, you know, as a husband who works out of the home with a wife who works in the home, how you guys make that work. So thanks. Love you guys' show and the podcast. Have a great day.
Hey, Haley from Virginia. Well, I'll chime in first, then I'll let Todd finish it off. So you have a five-year-old, going to have another baby. Listen, your daughter's going to be in school. So, you know, I think if you both are on the same page, you and your husband, and you really want to stay at home, then I think it's a great thing if you guys can make that work. You know, you can volunteer at your daughter's school. You can get with other moms who stay at home. And at the end of the day, if you are cleaning your house and taking care of your kids and cooking dinner, I mean, your day flies by. It really does. I do know because I have been on both sides of that fence. I have stayed at home and I've also worked. I enjoyed working because I enjoyed being out of the house. I enjoyed being around other people, other women, and feeling productive. Even though my work at home was so much harder, sometimes I feel like as women or as the stay-at-home parent, we aren't as valued as we should be. So whatever works for you guys, and no, stay at home. Stay at home if you're going to have another baby till that child gets in school. And then if you want to get a job or do something outside the home, you have that option when both the kids are in school.
You know, it always worked out great for me. You know, I was out of the house every day, you know, whether it was, you know, it was a, you know, a new construction that I was working on or a development or, you know, going to see other properties or what have you. I've never been one to be able to sit in an office and be confined. But, you know, it always made my job easier because I knew that Julie was at home with our kids. They were safe. They were fed. They were clean. And that she was running our house. And it allowed me the freedom to go out and do what I needed to do. So it worked out great for me. Now, you know, everyone's situation is different. But, you know, when we first got married, that was always our goal.
Yeah.
Was for you to stay at home with the kids.
Right.
I would work.
And it's changed. There's been times when I've stayed at home for long periods of time. There's been times that I've worked outside the home.
For your sanity.
Yes. And it's worked well for us that way. So, Haley, good luck. And let us know how it goes.
Hey, y'all. It's Scarlett from Texas. I just wanted to know how in the hell can I meet all of y'all? Y'all are my favorite family. I love watching your show. I love every single one of y'all. Y'all are awesome, down-to-earth people, just really good people. And I want to meet y'all. I would just love to meet y'all and have a conversation and have fun.
Hi, Scarlett from Texas. Well, you know, my husband loves Texas, so I can assure you that Texas will be on that short list of places that
yes,
we would like to come and do a live podcast.
Worship Dallas. Dallas is like my new, I mean, like, it's not new. I mean, I've been on Dallas for like, what, 2 years?
You've been on Dallas for like 40 years since they were on TV.
Yes, because I always wanted to be J.R. Ewing.
Exactly.
But I don't want to live in that area. I want to live in Highland Park.
Right. So I don't know where you are in Texas, but I can assure you some part of Texas will be on that list.
Are several parts of Texas.
Yeah. So Texas is big, so we might have to do a couple of live podcasts. So hopefully keep listening to Chrisley Confessions. We're going to announce those cities as soon as they are locked down.
I mean, I'm trying to figure out, you know, I got some information last week that, you know, Texas was one of our biggest demographics, but it's Houston. Houston is bigger for us than Dallas is.
Oh, okay.
So Dallas, if you're listening, you need to be tuning into Chrisley Knows Best on USA Network so that you show up as big or bigger than Houston. So I'm going to go ahead and jump back to Nina, who's traveling on the road because my father-in-law just sent me about regarding taking the Lord's name in vain. Exodus 25:21 and Deuteronomy 10:2-5 is where the Ten Commandments are mentioned. The third commandment basically states that you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. So if you were saying GD, you would be misusing your Lord and Savior's name.
Mm-hmm.
So if Nina's version is, if you do something and then try to co-sign it with by saying that the Lord said to do it, I guess that could kind of fall in the same thing.
Right.
But
right.
So then maybe neither of us are wrong. But,
I think we're both right.
But I would be more right than Nina.
Okay, whatever.
Nina, I got to be more right than you, Nina. Keep he driving, has to be sister. Right. Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie. My name is Kristen, and I'm from Connecticut, but originally from Atlanta, Georgia. Love your honesty. So my question is kind of strange. I am blessed to have two amazing, beautiful children with my husband, but we had a lot of loss along the way. You know, however, I know that that was God's plan for me and that these two babies were supposed to be with me and they picked me, and I'm so, so grateful. But I always wonder if the ones that I lost are still with me and protecting and looking down. So I've been kind of going back and forth on if I wanted to go talk to a medium or somebody like that who could maybe feel their presence and tell me. I know that you guys you spoke with Tyler Henry, and I know, Todd, that you were against it originally, but afterwards your eyes were open. So I just wanted, I guess, to get your opinion on if you think I should kind of just let it go and know that their spirits are with me, or if this is something that I should pursue. Anyway, love you guys. Love your whole family. Have a great day.
Hi, Kristen. First of all, I'd like to say you are so blessed. You have two beautiful children. But I also have to say, having suffered from miscarriage myself, I understand there is a loss, and I think from women don't talk about it as much as we should, because so many of us have experienced that in our life. I do have to believe, and I believe this before my own self, that everything happens for a reason, that God intended, just as you said, for you to have the children that you were blessed with. And I do believe that. As hard as it is to go through that emotionally, go through what could have been, what you feel like should have been, we can't doubt that every day. You have to, you know, acknowledge that you have been blessed with two children, that so many other women are still struggling out here to have their own baby. So I think you have to acknowledge your blessing. As for the medium, I'm going to let Todd take that over.
Kristen, I think that, you know, I was brought up and that, you know, that the Bible speaks of, you know, against false prophets and mediums and things like that. And I went to Tyler because, to be honest with you, I went so that I could call BS on it. And Julie went with a very open mind and a heart open to receiving whatever was going to be given to her.
Well, I think after you've lost someone that you love, whether it was just there was no finality to that loss, I think you search for anything. Like,
yes.
You grasp at any straw. So I think more so than me having an open heart, I think it was desperation. You want some answers because you feel like some answer is better than no answer.
Yes. And so, you know, what I will tell you is I was not able to call BS on it, because the things that Tyler told, no one else would have ever known. It's never been written, the things that he disclosed to us that you guys didn't see. And I wish that they would play the entire reading.
Me too.
Because it would truly send cold chills through you.
Right.
But no one ever knew that Julie had a miscarriage. I never shared with Julie the hurt that I felt when she had this miscarriage, you know, because it was a loss that I felt, you know, I felt like that if God didn't want us to have that baby, Julie wouldn't have gotten pregnant. And then for her to lose the baby, you know, I just never talked about it. We never told our children. We never told our parents. And Julie and I never talked about it because I didn't want to make her feel any worse. And so I just kind of dealt with it on my own. But when Tyler said that my dad was there holding a baby, I was like, okay, that's my brother, because I had lost my brother when he was 8 months old, Derek. So I was like, okay, well, then that's my brother. And he said, it's a little girl. And I said, nah, I got you now. And Judith said, no, you don't, because the child that we lost was a little girl. at that point, I just broke down. And so the things that he told us about my dad, the things that he told us about Julie's brother, the fact that no one ever knew that Julie had had a miscarriage, the fact that no one knew that I had lost a brother when he was 8 months old, these were things that he could have never known. So I'm not, you know, listen, I know that the world is full of quacks and whacks and whatever else, but I do believe that Tyler Henry has a gift that has been given to him, and he will tell you that he is a faithful young man, and that this is just something that it's a gift that's been given to him, and that he's not a false prophet. He's not a prophet, period. So I would say that if it helps you to, you know, to speak with someone of Tyler's level, that I know for a fact what he told us was the truth, and that will bring you peace, then so be it. We are not here to judge you for that, because it brought us a lot of peace. It brought me closure with my dad.
Right.
It brought me closure with my dad that I didn't have. And I knew that my dad, before he passed, I asked him, "Are you good with God?" And he gave me the thumbs up and said, "I'm good. I'm ready." And I took him at his word. But after the reading with Tyler, I knew where my dad was, and I knew that he was with my brother, and that he was with my child that I never got to hold. So he's doing something that you know, I never got to do. So I know that where my brother and my daughter ended up would be in God's arms. And so for my daddy to be there holding them tells me where my daddy ended up. So I know that loss is hard to process. And so we will pray that God blesses you and helps you to move on and embrace and love and honor and respect everything that he's given you, and not focus on what was taken from you. Because what he took from you, you know, is in his care. Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd. And Julie, this is Lisa Crocker from Sylacauga, Alabama. I have a son who has a facial disorder, and he is God's biggest fan. And he was wanting to know if there was a time that y'all would be willing to meet with him. We love y'all's show.
Lisa, I am so glad that you called in. And listen, if you know, I received a letter from someone in Alabama that was telling me this same story about their child. And I don't know if that was you or not. If it was you, I want you to call back. But listen, we would be honored to meet with your son. You know, call back, leave a message on how we can get in touch with you. And if it's possible for you to come to Nashville, you know, we are filming 42 weeks a year. But if it's possible for you to come to Nashville, then, you know, we'll have our folks to schedule a meeting for us to come and meet you somewhere. And, you know, speak with your son for a few minutes and try to make that happen for you, because we love and respect every person that tunes into our show and that listens to the podcast. And if we can ever be of service to someone else as others have been to us, then that is our duty. So, I mean, we would look forward to that. Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie. This is Mark from Indiana. I have a question about moving and attitudes about new adventures and excitement. A couple of months ago, my family received a flyer that somebody was willing to pay top dollar for our house because they wanted a home in the same neighborhood that the grandparents lived in. And while I thought this might be a grand opportunity to try something different, get out, my family was vehemently against this. And as you two are observers of the human condition, just wondered what you thought about if there's a differentiation between people that are adventurous and people that are not. Love to hear what you have to say. Take care. Bye.
Oh, goodness. Okay, Mark. Yes. You know, I think that there are people who just naturally are wanderers, who naturally don't mind picking up and moving. I say that I swear my husband was raised by a band of gypsies, because he could move from place to place to place. You know, we have children who are very much into a routine, and they could stay in the same place and live the same place forever. So I do know that it's hard sometimes for people to step out of what they know and their comfort zone. I would say that for your family, each family is different. You have to do what is best for your family. And I think as the parents, you have to look at the big picture. You have to weigh the options. And sometimes you see things that your children don't see and shouldn't see. And I think you have to make the decision that is going to be best for your family in the long run.
I mean, I agree 100%. I mean, yes, I have always been someone that wanted to try different places, live in different cities. You know, I wanted to experience, you know, so many different things. And we've moved a lot. But every time that we moved, it was for the betterment of the family as a whole. Would you agree with that, Julie?
Absolutely. For the most part.
If it was, and listen, we moved, when I say we moved a lot within our community, within our town. The moves always made sense financially for us as a family. And it was always for the betterment of our family. If it was going to a better neighborhood or a better part of town or, you know, what have you. But I think that when you have kids, you have to think about how this is going to affect them. And, you know, kids are tough, you know, especially when they're in school.
Yes, because they have friend groups, they have activities, and sometimes moving out of a certain school district. I mean, there's just a lot of factors.
Yes.
So I think it's not something to take lightly. But again, as the parents, I think it's something that, you know, if it's a good financial move, if it's a good move just in general for your family, I think it's something to consider. Well, maybe we have time for one more caller.
Hello, Todd. Hello, Julie. My name is Matthew. I'm calling from Dallas, and I love your show. My main desire, my main reason for leaving this message, I want to meet Todd Chrisley. You are my favorite. You are my fashion icon. I would love to meet you, sir. God bless you and your wonderful family.
Matthew.
From Dallas.
Of all places.
Yes,
a place that I love that Julie's tired of hearing me talk about. Well, Matthew, let's make it happen. I mean, listen, I've always been easy. I've just never been cheap. So, you know, let's try to figure out a time and a place that we can make this happen. I'm going to be in Dallas. I was supposed to be there on the 18th, and I've now moved it to the 23rd, I think.
But with that being said, Dallas is definitely on our list for our live podcast.
100%.
So we can't do a live podcast and Dallas not be on that list. So Matthew, for sure, you will be able to see us. Or I know you just mentioned Todd. So
well,
I'm just chiming in.
Because I'm such a well-dressed man.
Okay, that's it, Matthew. So
Matthew, listen, I could just talk to you forever because I mean, I just love someone who loves them some Todd. I mean, and the fact that I put forth so much effort every day to try to look my very best. I always say that when you step out of your bedroom, you should have your face, the face that the world is going to see for the rest of the day. And it needs to be right and tight, which is why I do Botox, Matthew. So listen, when we're in Dallas and we're doing our podcast, you come out and remind me of this phone call. And then you and I are going to get a picture together and I'm going to give you some fashion tips. So on that note, folks, that's going to do it for this episode of Chrisley Confessions.
Yes. Keep calling, leaving those voicemails. We look so forward to getting them every week. And also let us know where you want to see us because we're going to start dwindling that list down. So we got to know where you guys are going to be.
And thank you so much for all of you that listen every week, because again, you pushed us all the way to a number one spot on the top 200 podcasts in the country. And for that, we're greatly appreciative. We also greatly appreciate all of you who tune in to Chrisley Knows Best on USA Network on Tuesday evenings, because you continue to solidify and secure our spot, you know, and with viewers, and the fact that we're still growing speaks volumes based off of what we've been told. And so we want to basically tell you right now that we are greatly appreciative for every person that has helped and has allowed us into your homes every Tuesday night, every marathon weekend, anything that has to do with Chrisley that you have been a supporter of, we are greatly appreciative of that.
All right. So we'll see you next week.
Until then.
Bye. Bye.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.